Today's Amud is Yevamos Pei Mem and Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Tesem Beis, the last line of the Amud, Hei Chidami. So we mentioned in the Mishnah a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. We discussed two different types of sarisim. There's a sris chama and a sris adam. Two different types of injuries that a person could have that makes him that he's unable to have children. One's a sris chama, which means he was born without the ability to have children. And the other is a sris adam, which means he was born able to have children, and then he got sick or whatever the case is, and became unable to have children. Now, the Mishnah had quoted Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua had a Messaira, conflicting Messaira, about whether or not a Sris is able to perform Chalitza, or is he not able to perform Chalitza. So the Tanayim explained that one's talking about a Sris Adam, and one's talking about a Sris Chama. One of them is able to perform Chalitza, where the other one is not able to perform Chalitza. Which one's which? That was a Machlaikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Akiva, a sris adam is shayach to the parasha of the chalitza because he's haisel ishas akasher. There was a time that he was not a sris, and he was shayach to yibum, to chalitza, and therefore he's going to be chayav in chalitza. Whereas the sris chama, who is lay haisel ishas akasher, he never had a time that he was roi to yibum or chalitza or anything like that. So therefore he's not going to have a din of chalitza. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer said the opposite, that the sris chama has chalitza because he's yesh le refuah. His injury is one that could technically be healed, whereas a Sris Adam can never be healed, and therefore a Sris Adam is not going to require Chalitza, be able to do Chalitza. He's not going to be shayach to the parish of Chalitza. So the Gemara first is going to continue discussing the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and then halfway through Pei Mem Aleph, or a third of the way, then we'll discuss the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So says the Gemara, Heichi Dami Sris Chama. First, a more general question is that what is a Sris Chama? What's considered, what's an example, how do we have a case of a Sris Chama? A Sris Chama means that he was born a Sris, he never had one moment in his life that he was kosher. He was always a Petzua Daka already from birth. Now, how do we know that the person is a Sris Chama? You see him, he looks like any other child. How do you know when you see the child that he's unable to have children? How do you know, meaning a one-day-old baby is not trying to have children. So how do you know he's unable to have children from the moment he's born? What's the simon that you use that indicates that this is a person that can't have children? Amar Abaye explained, he goes to the bathroom and it doesn't make like a kippah, doesn't make like a dome formation with the, when he goes to the bathroom. Instead, it just comes out, just drizzles out. So then, such a person, that's the simon that he's not able to have a child, and that therefore a person could know, Rahman al-Islam, already from birth that the child is unable to have children. Now, where does such a disease, such a problem come from? How is a person born like that? Says the Gemara, the ape ima b'tahara. If his mother bakes bread in the middle of the day, so the heat of the oven combined with the heat of the middle of the day, those two things together create a tremendous amount of heat which cause an injury to the baby, meaning the mother was pregnant at the time. If while she was pregnant she baked bread in the middle of the day, in the heat of the day, baking bread, so that could cause an injury, too much heat. V'shasya shichra marka. And also, another type of thing that she could do, or maybe this is in addition to the baking the bread, is that she drinks beer that's marka. She drinks alcohol that's marka. Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is that it's not diluted, or Rashi says the second pshat is that it's very strong. That she drinks while she's pregnant, that's not a good idea. Amrav Yosef Hainu Deshmanala Ami, that's what it means when I heard Ami, the Amar who said, or it's Imi, and then you have to switch Amar to the Amra, that she said, that Kol Sheshemei Imoi Lakoi, anybody who is Lakoi already from the womb, anybody who is already inflicted from the womb, meaning he's a Sris Chama, Veloyadani Mainihu, and I didn't know what he was referring to, meaning where does such a thing come from? Now I understand where such a thing comes from, that the person is inflicted from the womb, that he's unable to have children. It comes from this, that the mother was baking the bread or she was drinking the alcohol. Now I asked the Gemara, so according to Rabbi Akiva said a Swiss Adam is shayach to the parish of Chalitza because he's Haisele Shasa Kaisher, whereas a Swiss Chama who is Loi Haisele Shasa Kaisher, a Swiss Chama who never had a moment where he was able to have children, so therefore he's not going to be shayach to Chalitza. So if let's say Reuven dies and doesn't have any children, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon. If Shimon's a Swiss Chama, so Mrs. Reuven does not need to do Chalitza with him. She could go and she could marry Lashuk scot-free. She doesn't require Chalitza. It's a big chiddush, because how do you know that he was a Swiss Chama? How do you know that he was unable to have children? Also, you'll say, oh, what do you mean? They saw when he was going to the bathroom that it wasn't going kikipa. So that's how they knew he was afflicted already from the womb. And clearly right now, you could see money Swiss maybe, that he's unable to have children. So therefore, he's clearly a Swiss. But ask the Gemara, V'leicha Shema Hivri Bein Sad Bein Atayim. But how do you know he never had a moment during his life that he was healed? Maybe it's true. Maybe when he was 1 year old, you saw when he was going to the bathroom, it was never Yerik Kippa. Fine. You see right now, yes, he money stress. He's clearly a stress right now. Fine. But how do you know that at some point in the middle, he was never healthy? So says the Gemara, meaning, and it's a big enough Gemina, because you're pattering Mrs. Reuven from Chalitza on the assumption that Shemin is a stress Chamo, and that he's not shy to the parish of Chalitza, because he's a Shasa Kaisher. How do you know? Maybe he had a Shasa Kaisher. Maybe at some point in the middle, he became healthy. So says the Gemara, then no. Kevin the Tchilase V'Seifer Lakoi, since he has a Chazaka de Meikara, he has a Chazaka de Hashta, in the beginning he was Lakoi, in the end he's Lakoi. So like Hashinan, that sort of tells us that all this time in the middle, we're allowed to assume that he was lucky as well, that he was inflicted as well, that he was never healthy. The Chorim asks even what's the Havamin of the Gemara. Of course, we have Chazaka de Meikara, we have Chazaka de Hashta, everything, all the indications are telling us that he's a Sris Chama, and that he was never able to have children, so why should we have to be Choshed otherwise? But that's the attack of the Gemara's Teretz, is that since he has a Chazaka de Meikara, that he was a Sris Chama, he has a Chazaka de Hashta, that he's still a Sris, so therefore that gives us the ability to assume that he was a Sris his entire life. And therefore, he's Haisel Shasa Kaisher, and he's not going to be shy after the parish of Chalitza. Now, Masav Rav Mari, however, Mari asks, is that really true? That when you have a Haichacha from the beginning and the end, so then that tells you something about the time in the middle? But it says, Rav Mari, we learned that Rabbi Chanina ben Anting Nisayim there with regards to Bechar Behema. A person has to give his firstborn animal to a Kayin. And it says that Baitkin Aisa Shalish Pa'amin B'taych Shmainim Yayim. That when trying to verify that he doesn't have a white dot in his eyes, which would be considered a mum kavua, if you want to verify that he doesn't have a mum, because a bechar bal mum has different dinim than a bechar tam, than a bechar that's not a bal mum. So if you want to check that whether or not he's a bal mum, so the way you check is bait kenaisai shleisha pa'amim b'toich shmeini yamim. You check him b'toich shmeinim yamim. You check him three times, the beginning, middle, and end, over an 80-day period. You check the animal's eyes three times in 80 days, beginning, middle, and end. You see that we don't rely on just the beginning and the end. Here we require an extra bedika in the middle. So how does that work by a Swiss, that we just rely on the beginning and the end? So says the Gemara, there's a big fundamental difference between this case of Bechar and the case of the Swiss. The case of Bechar is an injury to his eye. L'chad Eiver Chayshinan. When it's an injury just to one Eiver, just to the animal's eye, so then there's more of a chashash that maybe Itaka got healed, because his whole sickness was only in one aver. It wasn't a tremendous weakness of the entire body. It was just one aver. Whereas the kule gufa loy chashinan. Sris is something which is a reflection, is a manifestation of a sickness, of an illness, of some problem that's affecting the entire body. One of the ways it's manifested is the fact that he can't have any children. But really it's a chayli kol aguf. And therefore, since it's a chayli kol aguf, we don't have to be concerned over there that maybe he got better in between. It was only by Bechar, where the injury was just to one Aver, which is to the eye, that's when there's a chashash that maybe at some point in the middle he got better. That's why we require that extra bedika in the middle. But normally, or when it's a chayli kol aguf, like by a sris, so then we only need to have the hechacha from the beginning and the end, and then that tells us, that gives us the ability to then make an assumption about all the time in the middle. The Mishnah then said, Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, Loiki, Vechulu. That Rabbi Eliezer said the opposite. He said, a Sris Chama, he's the one who has Chalitza, because a Sris Chama is Yeshle Refua. He has a Refua to his Makkah, and therefore he's the one who's more Shayach to the parish of Chalitza, and the Sris Adam, who doesn't have Refua, he's the one who is not Shayach to Chalitza. But the Sris Chama, who has Refuah, so Rabbi Eliezer said that the Sris Chama has Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? The Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is that the Sris Chama has Chalitza? Or a Menu, but we learned in the Braisa is discussing a Sris Chama, somebody who's born without the ability to have children. So at what point does he become an adult? Normally, a person becomes an adult once he has Shanim and Simanim. A boy at 13, a girl at 12, and then they have Siman and they have Shtei Cyrus, so that's what makes a person into an adult. A person could technically become Bar Mitzvah at the age of 16. If he, even when he becomes 13, he's only really Bar Mitzvah once he also has Shtei Cyrus. Normally we have Chazaka the Rabbah, we assume a person has Shtei Cyrus, but technically speaking, a person's only really considered an adult. He's only considered an adult once he has Shanim and Simanim. No matter when those Simanim come, the Simanim could come much later than 13. It could come after 12 years old, and then they'll only become an adult later. A Sris, and who had an islandness we'll see soon, a man or a woman that can't have children because they're a Sris or an islandness, they also have other Simanim, Simani Sris, Simani islandness, which we'll discuss on Payam Abayis. Amongst the different characteristics of a Sris and an islandness is also the fact that they don't have Cyrus generally. They typically do not have Cyrus. Typically, they don't have Cyrus. And if so, at what age does a Sris become an adult? How do we know? When do we verify that he's for sure a Sris? And at some point, we're going to have to make him into an adult. And the same thing by an islandness. At what point, if she's not going to have Cyrus ever, so then at what point are we just going to say, okay, I'd count, she's clearly an islandess and she's an adult? At what point do we make that switch? So the Braisa says like this, that Ben Esrim Shana Vloy Hevi Shtei Cyrus. Let's say you have a man, who's 20 years old, and he still hasn't had Shtei Cyrus, and now a Yavama falls to him. So now a Katan can't do Yibam, a Katan can't do Chalitza. So now what are we going to do? He's 20 years old, he still doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, and now a Yavama fell to him. Says the Braisa, Yaviu Raya Shehu Ben Esrim. What he'll have to do is he'll have to bring a Raya. He'll have to bring a Raya about his age, that he's Taka 20 years old. Vuhu Asris, he'll have to bring a Raya that he has Simane Sris, which the Gemara Amid Beis will discuss what Simane Sris are. So he'll bring a riot to his age, he'll bring a riot that he has Simane Sris, and then once he does that, so then he'll be confirmed that he's a Sris, and Loi Chaylitz V'loi Miyabe. He won't do Chalitz and he won't do Yiba, meaning if he's not a Sris, so then he's still a Katan, the lady's going to have to wait, Mrs. Ruby's going to have to wait until he gets a little bit older. If we could confirm that he's a Sris, he's an adult that just can't have children, so he's an adult and he can't have children, he's not Shayach to Chalitza, and he'll be Pater. The Tanakhama clearly holds that a Sris Chama we're talking about here, a person who was never able to have children, is not Shayach to Chalitza like Rabbi Akiva Shita, that a Sris Chama does not have Chalitza. That's clear from the Tanakhama over here. With regards to the practical Halacha, so again, if he was Taka Katan, and we're just waiting for him to have Shtei Cyrus, Mrs. Rubin's going to have to wait. She's not going to be able to marry Lashuk. She'll have to wait until Shimon gets Shtei Cyrus. But once we could confirm that Shimon is a Sris, once he's 20 years old, he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, and he could bring a riot that he has Simane Sris, so then we could assume that he's a Sris. Not that we could assume, that verifies that he's a Sris, and Mamela, Mrs. Rubin will be able to marry Lashuk. By islandness, it's a similar halacha. Bas Esrim, also 20 years old. Vlei Aviyah Shtei Cyrus. She still doesn't have Shtei Cyrus. Yaviu Raya Shi Bas Esrim via islandness. She has to bring a Raya that she's Taka 20 years old, that she has Simone islandness. And then the din will be, if Mrs. Reuven is this islandness, so then Leichai Letzes, let me see Avemes. So then she'll be able to go out. She's not going to require Chalitza or Yibam because she's clearly an islandus divrei Beis Hillel. That's the sheet of Beis Hillel, that both Sris and islandus are decided, are verified, are confirmed by the age of 20. However, Beishamei Aimrim Zebezeb B'nei Shmoina Esrei. That's at 18 years old, both by the Sris and the islandus. And Rebbe Eliezer Aimer, there's a chiluk, Hazachar Kedivri Beis Hillel. A Zachar is at 20 years old. When Nekeva, the islandus, is Kedivri Beishamei, is at 18 years old. And the reason why Nekeva is younger is B'nei Shaisha Memeheres Lavoi Lifnei Aish. It's because we find that a woman matures before a man. A woman becomes the Bas Mitzvah at 12, a man only at 13. So too with regards to Sris and islandus, the age for determining that the lady is an islandus will be early. Earlier will be at 18, whereas for a Zachar it's going to be at 20. Now Rabbi Eliezer is speaking up in this Braisa. He seems to be agreeing be'etzem to the din of the Tanakama that a Sris and an islandus, a Sris in a Nenu, a Sris Chama does not have Chalitza. The question is that in our Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer said that a Sris Chama who's Yeshle Refua has Chalitza. So Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah seems to be contradicting Rabbi Eliezer of the Braisa, who seems to be agreeing to the Tanakama that a Sris Chama does not have chalitza, like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara Tutsirutza. Says the Gemara, Tarets number one. Amar Rami Bar Dikuli, Amar Shmuel, Chazar Boy Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer switched his opinion. It's true, we have two different opinions from Rabbi Eliezer, one in the Braisa and one in the Mishnah, and Itaka switched from one to the other. Now, Ibailuhu Mehei Hadarbe, which one did he switch to? Which is his Maskana? Is Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah the Maskana, or is Rabbi Eliezer of the Braisa the Maskana? So says the Gemara Tashema. I'll bring you a raya from a different braisa. The Tani we learned in the braisa that Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Sveschama Chaylitz Vecholtzin Leishtai. He says straight out, like the Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah, the braisa says that a Sveschama is Chaylitz and he is and will be Chaylitz to his wife, meaning Yishayach. He's shayach to the parish of Chalitza. What's his raya? Shekim b'minon misrapin b'Alexandria shal Mitzrayim. Because we find in Alexandria shal Mitzrayim that they have some sort of refuah, that they're able to heal a sris chama, and therefore he's shayach to Chalitza. Now this is the raya. You see it. We have our Mishnah, we have a braisa, two places where Rabbi Eliezer says that a sris chama has Chalitza. It must be that that's the ikar sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. It's true. We have a braisa that says otherwise. So that braisa must have been the Havamina. But if you see, we have another braisa. We have our Mishnah. It's 2-1. We have all these other places that Rabbi Eliezer says that a sris chama has Chalitza. It must be that that's the ikar sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lazar Aimer, Rabbi Lazar says a second tarot to answer the stira within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that la'ilum loy hadar bay. It's not a two different sheetas. It's not that he was chayzer. The sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is like the Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah. This that in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer seems to be commenting, joining in on the conversation with the Tanakama about Beshami Beis Hillel, about the Sris Chama. He, even though it's true, Beshami Beis Hillel were talking about Chalitza, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Sris Chama is Chaylitz and Chotzen Leishtai. It's just that when he was speaking up about what the age of a Sris and the islandness is because it's Nageya to other things. It's Nageya to being an adult, to being Chayv and ancient. So that's why he spoke up, that's why he mentioned that he holds that a Sris is at 20 and an islandness is at 18. But not because it's Nageya to Chalitza. He holds that by Chalitza, a Sris Chama performs Chalitza. But he still spoke up because it's Nageya to other things. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So the Shaila is going to be like this. We know, like we just said, 20 years old, 18 years old, at a certain point of a person's life, 20 or 18, if he doesn't have any Cyrus, and he has Simone Sris or Simone Islandus, so we'll say that he's a Sris and he's an Islandus, whatever age it is. The Shaila is does he become a Sris and an Islandus at that time, or does it go Lemafreya? Do we say that now Lemafreya, when he was 12 years old, he really was an adult? When she was 12 years old, she was really an adult. When he was 13 years old, he was really an adult. We just didn't know that. We thought we were waiting for Cyrus. But now it's Niskala that he's never going to get Cyrus because he's a Sris or she's an Islandus, and therefore really Lemafreya, the person's considered an adult. What would be the Nafkami? Mina says the Gemara like this: Itmar achal chaylev mi bein shtei masrei v'yem echa ad ben shmoina esrei. Clearly, if we're talking about 12 years old, we're talking about a girl, even though the whole Gemara is written in lashon zachar. A little bit of a problem, but clearly, if we're talking about 12 years old, we're talking about a girl. A girl ate chaylev, and she ate it from somewhere during one of her years between 12 and 18 years, and then v'nodu by siman esres. At 18, she had siman esres. It could even be, Rashi points out, this is not needed, but it could even be that afterwards she got Shtei Cyrus. The Shtei Cyrus that come after this whole story that she's 18, Nasi Mani Sris, don't make any halachic nafkamina. So even if she gets Shtei Cyrus afterwards, the point is that now she's a confirmed islandess. She's 18 years old, she has Simani Sris. At what point does she become an adult? If we say it's only right now, she's not going to be chayav for the chaylev that she ate before. But if we're going to say it's l'mafreya from when she was 12 years old, then she's going to be chayav for the chaylev that she ate when she was 14 years old. So Rav Amar Nasa Sris l'mafreya. Rav says that she becomes a Sris, really, and an island of l'mafreya. Ushmul Amar Katan Haya Ba'isa Shad. I know she was considered a katana at that moment, and it's only now that she becomes a gedola. But at the time that she ate the chaylev, she was halachically considered a katana. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Now, maskefa Rav Yosef l'Rav. Rav Yosef asked the kasha to Rav that Ilanus Rav Meir Yehela Kanas Meseches Ksuvis. We learn now, according to Rav Meir, the only time the halacha is that if a man is ma'anis a woman, so he pays her father a kanas, but that's only if the woman is a naira. a woman bears a katan until she's 12 years old and she has stesiris. At that point she becomes a naira for 6 months and then she becomes a baigaris. The only time a person, a woman is shaykh to the parish of Kenas is during the years that she's a naira. Rav Meir's shita is that an islandus does not receive a kenas. If a girl is an islandus and someone's ma'anis her, the man does not pay 50 shekel to the father. An islandus does not get a kenas. Ask Rav Yosef to Rav that according to Rav, islandus or mayor, Yehela Kenas. According to Rav, that the islandus goes to Mafreya to when she was 12 years old, so then at that point she should become a Naira for 6 months, and then she becomes a Baigera. So there is still a period of time where an islandus is a Naira. There is a period of time where she should have a din of a Naira, and she should receive a Kenas. So why does her mayor in Mesachas Ksuvis say that an islandus does not receive a Kenas? Shmuel, because she only becomes an islandus later in life. Of course, at 20 years old, she's not going to become a Naira. But according to Rav, that islandus goes to Mafreya, so at that point, at 12 years old, she should first be a Naira, and then she becomes the adult, then she becomes the Baigaris. So says the Gemara, no, Amalei Abaye, even according to Rav, that it goes to Mafreya, Mikatnusa Yatsasa Lebegar. She goes straight from being a Katana to being a Baigaris. An islandus doesn't have a din Naira, she goes straight from being a Katana to being a Baigaris. Now, Amalei, so he said back to him, again, because this was a kasha that Rav Yosef asked to Rav, and Amar, that Rav Yosef asked, and he said that according to Rav, he has this kasha. Abaye answered Rav Yosef's kasha. So Rav Yosef now says back to Abaye, Amar Le, Abaye said, Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, Koki hani mali, mili mal yusa, yis amru mishmai. You should always say such good things in my name, because, meaning he was very maskim to this pshat, and he brought a raya that that's the pshat. That if you Rav, of islandus, even though it goes to Mafreya, she goes straight from being a katana to being a baigaris. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that in a sris nida in ben seira umayra. You'll never have a sris that has a din of a ben seira umayra. Lefisha ein ben seira umayra nida in ela bechasima zak in atachta. Because a ben seira umayra had one of the tanayim in being a ben seira umayra is that he has to have a full zak in atachta, which is something that a sris will never have, and therefore a sris will never be a ben seira umayra. The ein islandus nida in is kenaira mairasa, and an islandus will never have a din of a naira mairasa. The din is if a woman, once she does kedusha, once she does erisin, so she's a regular ishasish. If she's mezana, she'll have a chiyav chenek. A naira who's an ishasish, she has a special din that she has a chiyav skila instead of chenek. Says the Braisa that an islandus will never have a din of a naira ha'mairasa. Why will an islandus never have a din of a naira ma'irasa? Shemikatnusa yatsasa lebegar, because she goes straight out. This exact svara that Abaye said before, because she goes straight from being a katana to being a begaras, she does not become a naira in between, just like Abaye said to answer Rabbi Yosef's kasha.